Grabbing a metal pot and plastic pail and stepping onto her back deck has become a daily task for Catherine Haig.
There's not a whole lot of clean snow.
Avoiding lint from the dryer vent and birdseed from the feeder, she's been scraping snow off of a table, grill, and the deck itself.
And it's getting more frozen, so it's harder to dig.
It takes about two trips to fill up the larger pot on Haig's kitchen stove.
That looks like a lot of snow. It's really only about a half inch of water. Because I don't want to waste the snow, I leave it in the sink.
Most of the time, Haig lets the snow melt at room temperature unless she needs it right away.
It's exhausting, but it needs to be done.
She'll use the snow melt to flush toilets, conserving bottled water from the city for drinking. Keeping warm has called for additional attention as well. About halfway through the week, the home's water boiler was running low, an essential supply since steam heats the house.
Actually, I have to check it now.
The city of North Adams gave her a plastic water tank that refills the boiler, using a car battery for power. The whole process only takes a minute or so, but needs to be done about three times a day.
The last time is usually late at night. I was staying up till 1 or 2 in the morning. Turn that off.
Laundry and cooking have all taken a back seat at Haig's household over the past week. Like the sound of drilling that makes its way into the house, it's a reminder that hers is one of five homes on Overlook Terrace where water stopped flowing after a nearly 100-year-old galvanized steel pipe froze solid more than a week ago.
It's stressful for everyone. We're all getting to the point where we're physically exhausted and mentally tired.
About 8 city workers have been on site from 7 a.m. to midnight every day since the pipe froze. The cold working conditions are evident in the creaking of machinery digging into frozen ground.
I've been in the water business 25 years and I've never seen the frost this deep. We're over 5 feet deep here. You know, the pipe's at 4 feet, frost is down 5 foot, so it's right around the pipe. It can't help but freeze.
North Adams Public Services Commissioner Tim Lascarbo says workers tried 3 times to send water through the pipe, only to bust further down line each time. So a plastic pipe will serve as a temporary fix until spring. With cold temperatures, refreezing drilled holes, and 2 gas mains running near the water pipe, Descarbo says digging rates range from 2 to 5 feet an hour. He's brought in 3 different sizes of machine hammers. Employees have logged a few hundred hours on this project alone, during which waterline issues elsewhere in the city have popped up.
Everybody's tired. Nobody wants to be here. Nobody cares about the overtime. They want to get it done and get out of here. We're tired and we're cold.
The city plowed out a drive so those on the cul-de-sac can get out while work is ongoing. Workers were filling in the trench overnight in case of emergency. Between the workers and the Holiday Inn offering showers, Mayor Richard Alkenbright says North Adams is doing everything it can.
We're throwing everything we've got at this problem right now, and we're bringing in additional resources from the outside.
When temperatures get below zero, Lascarbo says people should leave faucets trickling to prevent pipes from freezing, and the city can average out the cost with the homeowner's typical rate. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.